Hello and welcome to the commentary track for Llamas with Hats 8. Christopher's got the squeaky chair again.
Jason, why don't you get me a new chair?
There's a chair right over there. Just grab that one.
I am wearing long sleeves, so that would be better. Yes. That one usually hurts my arm hairs.
Yeah, it usually does, but you got the long sleeve shirt this time.
It's winter. It's winter time.
Winter is coming.
It's winter time in Florida. Are we still doing you use this?
What's that?
We using this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course we're going to use this. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. Me wheeling a new chair over.
People want to hear the chair drama.
I should have figured the chair situation out before we started.
Yes.
I didn't.
So, Christopher, you've got a Surge with you.
Yes. Jason was kind enough.
Mm-hmm.
When Surge was re-released into the world on Amazon.
Jason, I ordered a few cases.
You ordered a few cases.
Yeah.
Because it was, I guess it was a combination of maybe childhood nostalgia and a joke.
Yeah.
We always used to talk about Surge.
Yes.
And
I remember Surge being this extreme soda.
Yeah, Surge was the extreme soda.
But since then, energy drinks have come out. So Surge, when I drank Surge again, I was surprised by how mild it is.
Is it very mild?
It tastes like a limier Sprite. That's what it tastes like. It doesn't taste extreme. It doesn't taste gross. I was expecting it to be super gross.
You want to hear something? And I could be wrong, but I'm about 90% sure that I have never had a surge before. Even when it was out, because when it came out, there were no energy drinks.
Yeah.
And this was like, And so I heard, like,
you get this and you do extreme sports.
Right. And I wasn't the extreme sports kind of guy.
No.
No, but I was concerned about the amount of sugar and stuff as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's 56 grams of sugar in this can.
Mm-hmm. This is a big can, though.
This is a big can. This is a 16-ounce can as opposed to a 12-ounce can.
It doesn't really have more sugar than, like, a regular soda.
No, it doesn't. But, like, at the time, it felt like... Yeah. like
it was marketed as extreme everything.
And adults were like, no, you shouldn't have that.
You shouldn't have that. That's poison.
So I don't think I ever had that.
Yeah.
So this is the first time in my life.
Live. The Llamas with Hats 8 commentary.
All right, you ready?
Here we go.
So we got some can opening action.
Yeah, can opening sound effects. That's probably really loud. I'm gonna have to change that in post.
I didn't think it was gonna be that loud. You ready?
Here we go. Surge.
It smells good. It tastes like a Sprite.
Yep. Just like a little more lime.
Yeah, a little more limey Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Whoa! I feel like doing some skateboarding.
Whoa. Some skydiving.
I mean, just skydiving. Something just jumping out of an airplane.
Got to jump off a cliff face.
Yeah. I'm gonna take my Razor scooter and I'm gonna ride it all over town.
There you go.
Mm. All right, my first Surge as an adult.
Possibly ever.
Possibly ever. Definitely as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. Cool.
Let's start the Llamas the extreme Llamas with Hats 8 commentary.
The extreme
track.
As the Surge flows through my veins.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit play now. So get your video synced up.
Get it ready.
3, 2, 1, play. So, Llamas with Hats 8. This, Carl's, he's not doing so good. He's got his little paw mask around his neck.
Yeah.
He's got a 5 o'clock shadow going down.
The paw mask is very,
stubble.
Very realistic as a mask.
Oh, yes.
I'd say if that was a mask, that's a very realistic mask.
It's a very good mask. Carl is a craftsman.
He's a craftsman?
A craftsman.
I had a question about the room number, 412.
Mm-hmm.
Any significance in that, or is this a random number?
So there is a significance, but it's not like... It's not like a mind-blowing significance.
Okay.
There's nothing, like, hugely significant about it.
Because I haven't asked you about it before. I was just curious when I was watching it.
So, like, when we started Llamas with Hats, originally there was going to be 5 episodes. But after the 4th episode, people kind of guessed what the 5th episode was going to be.
Right.
And so we went in a different direction with it. And so 4 represents the end of, like, our initial idea run, 1 through 4.
Okay.
And then 12 is where the series is going to end. The 12th is going to be the final Llamas with Hats episode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there was some thought behind the room number.
Yeah. There's always I put lots of little details like that and stuff. It's not like it's a hidden meaning. And at the end, you'll look back at the 412 and you'll be like, oh, I see. But it's
nothing
like
over the top.
It's like rather than just put like any old random number there, I wanted to put one that had at least some significance.
And you did the proper room, like the next room over is 414.
Instead of 413. Yeah.
Instead of 413.
So there's always rooms on both sides.
Exactly. Yeah. At least in this hotel there is, or not hotel, apartment.
Yeah, so the Carl's not doing so well.
No. He's grown some facial hair.
Yeah, he's got a few stray hairs around his body.
Around his whole body.
Not grooming himself.
No.
super well.
I guess Carl was a Carl. What the? Carl was a grooming.
I don't know. Okay, so we've the recommended videos are showing at the end here. Sorry for the detraction. And one of them, the icon, is like a really wacky looking Carl and Paul. I don't think this is gonna like. I don't think the like. I'm gonna play it now. It's just all the videos. But they've taken
the time.
I don't know if they've taken the time or if that's just a drawing that someone else did.
Maybe they just did a YouTube or a Google search.
Yeah.
I'm
searching llamas with hats on the Googles.
Doing some image search.
Doing an image search, seeing if that particular image comes up. Whoa.
Oh.
There's some interesting fan art here.
I haven't really looked at any of this stuff.
Some anime.
There is a wow.
Yeah, there's some interesting fan art here.
Actually, pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't looked this up. Interesting. I've learned something today.
Yeah. Maybe we should start Googling.
It's Grumpy Cat for some reason.
Grumpy Cat is thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
There has been there's a crossover between The Walking Dead and Llamas with Hats in terms of Carl.
Yes. Yeah, when you search, yeah. That was a meme for a little bit.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So this is Llamas with Hats 8.
Mm-hmm.
There will be 12.
Yeah, there will be 12 episodes. So originally there's going to be 5, then I switched it to 15, and then 3 of those episodes were kind of redundant, so I narrowed it back down to 12. So this is the epic Llamas with Hats storyline.
I guess after that, then it's all done.
Yeah, Llamas with Hats will be finished. We'll do some stuff with the llamas after that. Just not in the numbered series.
Some one-offs.
Yeah, Llamas with Hats.
They're your friends. Well, maybe Paul. Do you think Paul would make a good friend?
Probably. I mean, he tolerates a lot.
Yeah, he is pretty tolerable.
I can't imagine like how much you would have to F up.
Yeah.
How much you'd have to F up. I don't know why I said F up.
Yeah, why did you do it on the radio now?
Radio edit.
This is a censored version for our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, you know, we got a bunch of little kids on the Patreon.
Yeah. Who is it? Somebody contacted me the other day or said something. I think they were showing, it was on Twitter, they're showing their parents some of the stuff, and they're like, the parents are kind of concerned.
They were a little concerned.
Yeah. I told them, well, show them some of the stuff, like, on the flip side, like some of the Chris talks, to kind of round it out a little bit, so we're not totally off the wall.
Show them some of the Titus World Culture Report.
Show them some Culture Report. So they actually did, and they said, okay, that's much better.
This is more my speed.
This is what I like to watch on the internets.
None of those murderous llamas.
Just crazy animals just going around killing people. Who do they think they are?
Yeah, all llamas are that's 8. There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, I hope you've enjoyed this commentary, Jarek.
Yeah.
We'll catch you next llama time, next llama channel.
Llamas with Hats 9 coming up.
Coming up on the wire.
On the wire.
There we go. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, hey. Push play. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know. Bye, everyone.
Bye.